The Citizens United case. If you care about money in politics, you know what that is. The Supreme Court ruled 6 years ago that corporations can contribute to political campaigns. At the time, President Obama warned that the ruling would open U.S. politics to foreign corporate interests. Well, an investigation at the magazine The Intercept found that might be happening. And one of the examples the reporters use involves our state's former governor, Gary Locke. Reporter Lee Fong found several connections between Locke and a Chinese couple who run a real estate and investment business out of Singapore. The couple's names are Gordon Tong and Serena Chen. Gary Locke knew them before he started working for the federal government. But then, after he became Commerce Secretary and then ambassador to China, his relationship with them changed.
According to our interviews with Gordon Tong's brother-in-law, Gary Locke was, quote-unquote, desperate to sell his home, his second house in Bethesda, Maryland, and he was looking for buyers. The house sat on the market for a number of months without any bids, and through his relationship with Wilson Chen, the brother-in-law of Gordon Tong, Gordon Tong's wife, again, a Chinese national, decided to purchase Gary Locke's home while he was still the sitting ambassador to China. A few months after that financial transaction, it was about $1.6 million, close to market value. Gary Locke hosted a major real estate investing summit in Beijing at the ambassador's residence. Some of the largest real estate developers in both China and the United States were invited to that summit, along with Gordon Tong's company, which notably is a significantly smaller than the other companies that were invited to this very exclusive summit. After leaving his post as ambassador to China, Gary Locke again became an advisor to Gordon Tong's company. Reportedly, he's helping the company work on real estate deals in the Pacific Northwest.
So Gary Locke has done business with Mr. Tong. Locke sold his house to Tong's wife. If the house price, if the sale price for the house, $1.6 million, is close to market value, what's the problem?
Well, you know, we talked to a number of government ethics experts, folks who have served in the White House, other government ethics experts, and, you know, they found this unusual. We looked through the records. We couldn't find another example of a sitting ambassador making this type of major financial transaction of any type to a significant foreign national of the country they were serving in. That creates the potential for an appearance of a conflict of interest. And
But it doesn't seem like somebody did somebody a big favor if the house sold for what you'd expect the house to sell for.
Sure. Well, Wilson Chen, the brother-in-law of Gary Locke, said that the house was sitting on the market for a number of months without a buyer. So in the sense that Gordon Tong came in and helped, or his family helped buy the house, that was at least some sort of favor. But the story would be certainly much more dramatic if the amount paid was much higher than, but as, you know, as I mentioned a moment ago, the transaction price was close to market value.
Gary Locke has responded to this. His spokesperson said, quote, Mr. Locke complied with government requirements when reporting his home sale. And he really downplayed the connection between Mr. Locke and Mr. Tong and said that your article made inferences. So if all was done legally, why do you think this connection is something we ought to pay attention to?
This story is primarily a campaign finance story, and it's a story about how there are many channels for well-heeled individuals, for special interest groups, to influence public officials. The crux of our story focuses on how a foreign-owned corporation used the Citizens United decision to give a large campaign contribution to Jeb Bush's super PAC. But there are many ways for powerful interests to use money to win access to public officials. And I think across the board, whether foreign or domestic, this is something that Americans should be aware of the financial transactions that their public officials are doing, especially with interests that may have an agenda or an effort to influence them. And for Gary Locke, holding the very most powerful diplomatic position in Asia, influencing and being America's representative in China, he has to hold the highest ethical standard, and there can't be any conflict of interest or any at least appearance of a conflict of interest.
As you've said, the U.S. Supreme Court made that Citizens United ruling 6 years ago, which removed so many restrictions on political spending. Given that decision, what could we do? What are you saying we ought to require of our government?
It's a multifaceted problem. There are many groups that have proposed solutions for the Citizens United issue. One of the ways that we simply found this story was because Gordon Tong's company, APIC, decided to use their direct corporate entity and give to a disclosed super PAC. Many corporations decide to hide their donations, either by setting up phony LLCs in Delaware or Wyoming and giving to super PACs, or giving to what's known as dark money groups, groups that never have to disclose their donors. One simple step is increasing transparency, but a larger, perhaps more long-term solution would be to the law and for the Supreme Court to take up this decision. When the Citizens United decision came down, memorably, Justice Sam Alito shook his head and said no when President Obama warned that the decision would open the floodgates for foreign corporate influence. But here we have the very first concrete evidence that indeed Obama was right. So given this evidence, maybe the Supreme Court should reconsider their decision.
Well, maybe they will. We'll keep following that story. You just heard Lee Fong, investigative reporter for The Intercept, who co-wrote the four-part series on foreign investment in U.S. politics. We reached out to Gary Locke, of course, and he's not giving interviews right now. His spokesperson said the home sale was ethical and legal.